Join us as we cover many an insane movie and numerous cult TV phenomenons. Are you ready to get jacked up? Are you with us? Then listen on.
Listen, nothing beats family.
Family.
And Vin Diesel's familia, not
shiny
family.
Head and the Rock's muscle flexing and killing a, what is it, a robotic drone? Is Idris Elba playing the Terminator?
They've gotten so bad.
Yeah, they got bad right around the middle of the first one.
They were always bad.
This is what I'm trying to say. No, they were never good, but they just got worse. Like as they kept making them, and I'm like, why?
Pretty soon there will be more than the entire Puppet Master franchise. I guarantee it.
Oh my god, that's gonna be hard.
They're gonna make it to 20. They're gonna try and make more than James Bond. At least
after the third one, Police Academy knew they sucked.
That's true.
Police Academy was funny though, even when it sucked ass in the seventh one.
They started just playing into Winslow's sounds, and
this is where it gets with comedy. It's like, do you want Jim Carrey or do you want Adam Sandler? I'll take Jim Carrey. I'm not watching Adam Sandler. Cool on you if you do want to do Adam Sandler. It's weird to get into certain comedy because like half the time, comedy is funny, but they don't have good screenplays. So I mean. Yeah, with Fast and Furious is like they didn't even try, and yet those are well reviewed and everything. And then all the ones that are trying harder are infamous. I'm like, what? I don't get it.
I won't ever get it. And of all the Fast and Furious movies I've seen, the third one's my favorite, and it doesn't even have any of those guys in it.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift's my favorite.
At least it just got straight to the chase. Like
exactly.
When I was younger, I loved the first two. You know, I'll admit that. You know, as I've gotten older, I watch them. I'm like, why? Sure. Why did I enjoy this? Like, it's just they're not good.
The only one I can enjoy is the fifth one. That's about it. The rest of them, like,
at least the first one was by the writer of Trading Day.
At least the first couple were a little bit more realistic.
Realistic.
When they started dropping cars out of the sky.
It was like part one is Point Break, part two is Miami Vice, part three is just Bad News Bears, part four is, I don't know.
Bad News Bears goes to Japan.
No, that was three.
That's three.
That's what I just said. Three. So it's like, yeah, four is just Point Break, but in the style of Vin Diesel's Triple X. I don't know. And then Point Break, five. Rebooted. Yeah, part five, I don't know. It's like, it's trying to be. I know the writer said he was inspired by Die Hard or some bullshit. And then, yeah, seven and eight, those are James Bond type movies. Well, it's just because of the heist and all that shit.
They definitely became super James Bond-esque.
I mean, as close as it gets to Die Hard is definitely in part six where they kill a copter with like a car or some bullshit. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and now they literally have superpowers. It's getting
ridiculous. When he was so accurate with that ramp that he was able to hang that bag of grenades on the helicopter?
They just don't care. There's no way to be realistic. And I mean, at the same time, Mission Impossible and the new Bond movies have kind of had an identity crisis. They're trying to take unused plot lines from each other. And I can't help but feel like it's like, okay. They definitely heard about a rejected Fast and Furious idea and inserted it for a scene, you know?
Wait, you actually think somebody in that room rejects ideas at the Fast and Furious table?
Well, no. I mean the other guys, the Bond and Mission Impossible people. But yeah, it's like...
I
Well, that's. I mean, if anything, Fast and Furious, if they haven't done it, it's because they're savoring it. They're waiting to do it for when they run out of ideas.
Well, in the writing room, they do.
They deny
some requests, and that's when somebody has a really good idea for a storyline.
I'm sure that's the first thing that reads. No constructive story allowed here.
We don't want that. Get out of here.
No real world shit. Get the fuck out of here.
That's beautiful ideas.
Yes. We did it in one take. They can't act worth a shit.
We
didn't hire Gal Gadot because she could act. Paul Walker? Well, I mean, his car has more emotion. Too soon.
Never too soon.
Never too soon. Oh, shit. And The Rock? I mean, again, he can actually act, but this time, I mean, even he's like, nope. Then just don't bother.
I think it's another one of those situations where, like, these movies unfortunately try to take themselves seriously, but nobody that's acting in them actually takes them seriously.
Sometimes, and then there's others like the bad guys are like doing their close-ups. Like Statham, I know, is an egomaniac, but it's funny how he and The Rock apparently get along, but they don't get along with Vin because Vin is just like me.
Well, it's literally in Vin Diesel's writer that he can't lose a fight on screen.
Yeah.
He won't do a movie if the script makes him lose a fight on screen.
The Rock literally said he will not do another Fast and Furious movie if Vin Diesel is attached to it.
I said that.
It's all good. He doesn't need it. We still want the rundown, too.
I would watch the shit out of that.
I'm looking forward to a Red Notice, too. So.
Okay. Me, too. So, how does... that brings us back to Ryan Reynolds. So, how does Ryan Reynolds...
Obviously.
Fare here versus in Red Notice or as Deadpool.
It's completely different because in this movie, Ryan Reynolds he's not really the witty comment like type person. Like he makes them, but he's
done straight face, and obviously it was going to be better than RIPD. That's not hard to do. But, I mean, and I say that as a guy who found it okay. I didn't hate it like everyone else, but I saw why it got destroyed because it was so predictable.
I didn't hate RIPD either, but it wasn't great. Like, I've watched enough of Ryan Reynolds movies to know, like, okay, I enjoyed it, but this movie sucked.
Fair enough.
RIPD is a movie I would have written in eighth grade, thinking that those jokes were funny, but really they're just kind of tacky and one note.
I mean,
but it's fun.
It all kind of comes with the territory. There's going to be some comedy gag that doesn't exactly take off. Like, I'm worried about this upcoming Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum movie that looks like Romancing the Stone meets Lethal Weapon. I'm just like, okay, it could either be good or it could be garbage. I don't know until I see.
I just saw a Channing Tatum movie that I actually really enjoyed.
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
No, but I did really love that.
That was fun.
No, I just watched Dog in theaters, emotionally, and it was actually kind of funny.
That's good.
Well, Channing Tatum is very funny.
Yeah, but I still remember that he used to think that he couldn't be funny when Jonah Hill approached him about 21 Jump Street.
I mean, that's the thing. Sometimes people got to be reminded. You should just be in Fast and Furious with John C.
He's the main bad guy. Like the
My name is John. Oh man.
Fast and Furious 27, where Channing Tatum is God.
So when are they gonna cross over with the Avengers? When is Disney gonna buy it from Universal?
Fuck, I hope not.
Yeah.
But you just know Sam Jackson's gotta be in one of those, because I mean he did a Saw movie. He doesn't say no.
Do you remember like where Channing Tatum got his start? I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about those Step Up movies.
Yeah, Step Up. One of my sister's favorite movies. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I don't get it.
I don't know your sister, but I agree with you.
I don't get it. But hey, get it.
We'll return after these messages.
JURRS Podcast is proud to promote AutoCorrect, an independent film company with experienced industry professionals who can serve all your film industry needs. They include self-tapes, voice actor recordings, demo reel editing, script revisions, headshots, and much more. They're AutoCorrect at your request. Book them on Instagram.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, tin cough, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema PsyOps is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get
it's
out of.
It's unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist. Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How
be
did
a rough
you watch
movie.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema PsyOps.
Hey everybody, I'm Corey
and I'm Zach. And we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.
Greetings, friends. My name is Dean Legiro, and I'm the host of the 3324 Podcast. I invite you to join me and my lifelong friend Eric Huber to come with us as we discuss the music and movies that shaped our life. Each week, we'll pick an album or film that we really connect to, and not only give you some great info and trivia, but also discuss, debate, and celebrate what it means to us and the journey it took us on. We also look forward to hearing from you and giving us some of your picks for us to check out and discuss. I think it'll be a really fun experience, so come along with us for the ride. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider, and at 3324.buzzsprout.com. Thanks for your time, and welcome to the 3324 family.
It's time, let's check our cue, baby. Pair it with a couple brews, baby. We love good movies. We love the bad ones, too. So we watch them all and pass their lessons on to you. Oh, yeah.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. We're the one last plot holes of gratuitous movies. It's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy.
At eilfm.podbean.com.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.